Hunting boots are a critical component of any successful hunt. Whether walking a short distance to your blind or trudging miles through rugged terrain, your feet are carrying the load. Without the right boots, you could give up early and lose out on that trophy just over the ridge. At Midway USA, we make selecting boots for your next hunt easier. With just a few clicks of a mouse, you can decide on what's important, like waterproofing, insulation, size, width, and savings. For just about everything for shooting, hunting, and the outdoors, check out MidwayUSA.com. Midway USA brand product designers have one straightforward goal: develop high-quality, technically sound products and deliver them to customers at reasonable prices. If you are immersed in the shooting sports industry and pay close attention to every single detail, you know our products are built right and stand up to everyday use. Who has shooting mats and range bag systems to hunting clothing and just about everything for the outdoors? Log on and shop 24/7 with super fast shipping. MidwayUSA.com.
Welcome back for another OG Show Live. Mr. Randall, how you doing?
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Reel Down.
Welcome back to another episode of Bass Fishing for News.
Hi, boys and girls. Welcome to, once again, Bass Kayak and Beers.
Brother, this is the final cast.
Another segment of Chasing the Tide, your saltwater connection on the Palafin.
Welcome back, everyone. Another episode of Feather and Fur, your host, Brad.
Welcome back to the Mindset Podcast. I'm your host, Crystal.
Hey, welcome back to Off the Water.
Can you hear with Adventures of Outdoor Woman Podcast?
Hey, guys. Welcome to the Rusty Hook Kayak Fishing Podcast.
We're brought to you by Pelican Built Tough. For all situations, go to pelican.com. Eastport Marina on the beautiful shores of Dale Hollow Lake. For all your lodging, kayaking, go to eastport.info. Yak Gadget. For all your fine kayak fishing accessory needs, go to yakgadget.com.
What's going on?
What's going on, man? Hello, everybody out there. This is Matt and Brad with the final cast on the Paddle and Fin Network. Brad, how you doing?
I am doing great, man. How are you doing?
Not too terribly bad, I suppose. I got to go dove hunting. Season started.
Oh, yeah.
Great. Except for the 40,000 people who were trying to shoot doves at like 100 feet in the sky. So, you know, that was awesome. But
we got some birds.
My dad went opening day too. He shot a dove, and some other guy thought he shot the dove. Well, the guy walked over, took it, and left.
Yeah, I mean, stuff like that happens. And I was getting to the point to where I was shooting doves, like in other people's, like, so you have different stakes, and the
he froze again. Dang it! I don't know what's going on. There we go.
I don't know. Right. I don't know, dude. It's been raining here on and off all day. My internet's sucking. Actually, I left my PS5 on, so that's probably it. So that's great. But whatever. But yeah, got to go dove hunting. We went fishing on Tuesday, which was nice. Nice little getaway. So what's been going on with you?
Well, you just said it. Fishing, man. We went fishing Tuesday. Did pretty good. I lost a good one. We'll get into that when we're talking about the product that I absolutely hate.
Yeah, we will. So before we get into this episode, guys, I want to do a quick shout out, which is going to become a pretty regular thing, but Dark Horse Tackle. So they become a new show sponsor for us, and it's something we've talked about it before, but it's something we really believe in, and they've been graciously enough to give out a 20% off code for your first box when you sign up for a subscription service. Brad, what's that code?
Paddle20.
Paddle20.
That's a good deal, man.
It is a good deal. So, like, the stuff you get in this box is, like, I got the box before I went to Florida, and it had tubes, tube jigs, jigs, like, the whole nine in this box, and it's not like all the other boxes that are out there. So definitely, if you want to build your tackle box, get new stuff, try new things.
It's going to be stuff you want to.
And get good quality stuff that you'll use and enjoy.
That's not going to be like crappy, like jointed swim bait from like Aruba.
Yeah, I'm about to say either that or you're going to get like a pack of plastics with three plastics in it, which is stupid. A sample pack. I don't want a sample pack. I'm paying X amount of dollars a month. I want full packs. So you cannot go wrong with it. Paddle 20. They are the best tackle box that you can, subscription service that you can get, hands down, from small companies in the U.S. Love them. Yep. Love them. All right.
Hey, so, hold on. Before we start, I got a funny story. I went down the river this weekend with my buddy Will, and we saw some cars driving through the woods. I was like, that's kind of weird. It's like, what the heck's going on here? We get down the river a little bit more. We see it like 10 cars, ton of tents, and then we see a ton of people, and they're all just camping on this little rock bar. I was like, what the heck? That's crazy. We're out in the middle of nowhere. There was this girl in the middle of the river. She was like swimming. Well, when we got closer and closer, I started to see like what she was wearing on her head. It was an It mask.
Oh.
And she was standing right in the middle of the river with her head just cocked to the side. And she just stared at me as I paddled right beside her. I was like, I could have reached out and touched her. I just was like, this is weird. You have a cool mask. I just kept paddling.
Yeah. So you probably know this about me, but me and clowns aren't good. So like to the point to where I'm pretty sure it was you, me, our buddy Abram, and then a couple other people. We went to a haunted corn maze one time and a clown came out and I like tackled him. Like, I don't like clowns. Like, they freak me out. So I'm glad I wasn't there. I mean, I really wish I was there over work, but I'm glad I wasn't there, because I probably would have like caught a charge.
Well, so it was kind of annoying because we were in like this fast chute of water, you know, like, and she just kept walking towards the middle of the river. I'm like, I'm going to hit this girl on accident. She wouldn't stop. I would hit her
on purpose.
Oh yeah. But I don't know. It was weird.
Equality all day long. But anyway, before I lose all 27 female listeners we have, this episode, it's kind of a little chiller episode, which is in me and Brad's, other than the bona fide episode that was last week, which was amazing.
Choice.
Choice is the word. I'm trying not to say that so much, because now every time I get on Facebook or anything, everyone says choice in the comments, and just because I say it, and now it's ticking me off. But anyway, Brian, you, Slayton, stop. Anyway, more of a chill episode. We're kind of going to do a mid-year review on some products we've been using, products we don't like, which there's a few. And for this episode, we've brought back Cam Daniel, who was here for our JDM show. Cam, how you doing?
Cam Canyon.
I'm doing pretty good, guys. How are we doing?
Oh, doing splendid is the word. I like that word now. That's a new word. Screw choice. It's now splendid. That's the new world. So since you've been on with us, Cam, you have, I'm pretty sure you didn't have old trusty red yet when we did the JDM episode.
I did not.
Trusty you red. Did not. Trusty red. Oh, so yeah. Cam, tell them about your new boat that you just got not too long ago.
A few months back, I decided to acquire myself a Bonafide SS-127. And it is, ever since I've got into the whole kayak scene, it's been like my dream boat. I saw it online all over the place, and I was like, oh, this is dope. The first video I saw was some guy going down a river in Texas, and I was like, that's a cool-looking boat. I hate to admit it, because I'm not a big fan of the – it's the John B. video.
That was this was cool episodes, though. Like
They were cool episodes.
They were sweet.
But that's what made me want to get a Bonafide, because I saw him going down the river in that boat. I was like, oh, that's sick. So, and I wanted a boat that was versatile enough to do like bigger lakes as well as the rivers. And ever since I got it, I've been doing more river fishing than I have lake fishing. And I've fallen in love. The boat is amazing.
Yeah.
I love the 127 too. Thing's awesome.
It's a great boat. Like I obviously, I've never owned a 127, but I own the P127, which is built pretty much off the SS-127 minus the seat and the dry pod. And those boats are so versatile to where we've taken the boats down skinny river water, bigger river water, deep water, shallow water. It has not, I mean, I've taken it through riffles, fast stuff. I've taken it through everything and I've had zero issue with all of it. So
I'm going to try to pull up a picture. I went, so you guys are familiar with the Little Miami River. Let's see, down by Trayvine Road.
Yeah.
You know how small that river is down there?
Yes.
Well, I took the,
I think Cam's frozen.
He probably is. It's whatever. I took that boat down river once through there, and it was like the skinniest water I've ever brought that boat through, and I was impressed with how it handled.
I mean, yeah, I mean, it does, it does wonders. Everyone out there, Cam's computer crashed.
We're just going to have an awful episode.
It's looking like it. My internet's being poo. Cam's computer crashed. He'll be back in a second. But yeah, I mean, we'll get his opinion on it. But he's been out with us quite a bit on a couple stretches. And I've been, just like I've been with my P127, thoroughly impressed with the boats. But yeah, while he's figuring out his technical life, let's jump into this. And I want to start a little opposite and not talk about the things we like, but I want to talk about the things we don't like. And Brad, I'm going to let you take it away because you have so much to speak on.
So. Well, I really don't have much to talk about other than the stupid line choice that I picked this year.
Yeah, but I mean, if you think about it,
it's a pretty big part of it. Yeah.
It is the biggest part other than your rod and your reel, but you can get away with almost any rod and reel, but your line choice is the cornerstone or foundation of the whole setup.
Yeah.
So that's like a huge thing.
So earlier this year, I think we had an episode where I talked about it. I said it ties really nice and all that stuff, which I'll still stand by that. It ties really nice. So I thought it was going to be a great line. You know, I've used it. When was that show anyway?
Was it the Jigmaster show? No.
No, it was a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long
time ago. It was after that because I bought the... It was in May.
It was either May or early June.
It was May. Early May. I remember now.
Maybe. Yeah, I know it was after Dale Hollow for sure.
Yeah, I was at the... because I remember the exact time I bought the line. I was at a job when I bought the line. It's weird. I remember stupid stuff like that. But anyway, so yeah, that line, it ties nice. Come to find out, like I was breaking off two or three times a trip. And like it got to the point where I would break off and then I'd be like, dang it. And then I'd break off again. And then you would be like, you broke off again, really? I fished with Will a couple weeks ago. I broke off like three times. He was like, dude, you need to just throw that stuff in the trash. That stuff is not good. So I don't know what it is about this line, but I don't know if it's just like not abrasion resistant or if the rocks scrape it up. I don't get it.
I don't know. Like, brand is called Line, LYN.
I said the joke line so bad, I didn't even give it a name.
Yeah. So on Tuesday was the final straw for you because we were out and you broke off on a fish.
A good fish.
You broke off casting, which you may have done that.
Setting the hook. Oh, yeah. I broke off casting earlier in that day.
You broke off. So the last time you broke off was setting the hook on that good fish. You broke off casting and then you broke off before that. Mm-hmm. You've been having, since you've put it on, you've been having wind knots and more backlashes than you normally have.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I mean, it's, I'm sure it ties great. I'll believe you there, but I think it is just from watching you, I will never buy it like ever.
Yeah.
Without even trying it. Like, I don't want to try it. It's, I've seen all the frustration that it's put through, which I've been there with other lines, but man, it sucks. It is not like,
It's not a cheap line. I mean, $17 a spool, I think.
I mean, that's Sunline prices. For 200 like, yards? That's sniper prices. So if you're going to be sniper prices, which I believe is the best line that's ever been made personally, but if you're going to have sniper prices, you need to have sniper quality.
I agree. But man, I just don't get it. I just got frustrated. The other thing I will say about that line is it got dirty. Like if I was fishing dirty water, it got like that muddy look to it. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's it's almost like it's absorbent. Now I will say the only caveat to everything I just said, it is possible that this line had been sitting a while with fluorocarbon. The longer it sits, it can lose some abrasive resistance. It can lose some strength. It can lose a bunch of stuff. So,
which is weird. We should do a show on that. I want to talk to somebody about that.
We should. I'll see if I can reach out and grab somebody. But yeah, so I mean, it is very possible that it was sitting for a long time. But even if it was, I have Sunline that I just tied on and put on 2 weeks ago that had been sitting on this desk for a year, and it fished fine. Caught fish on it. Didn't have any issues with it. So I don't know.
Yeah. Just saying. I don't know. I noticed when I was fishing that line, like on my Scorpion MGL combo, which is like a swim bait combo. I don't really drag stuff with that combo. It didn't break. It held up, you know. But when I'm throwing it on bottom stuff, like I'm throwing a jig or Tokyo rig. Ned rig, when I was using the leaders and stuff, it just snapped. My Tokyo rig just...
And it might just be, it honestly might be just, it's not, it has zero abrasive resistance. It might just be a...
We're freezing again.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
Whether you're just looking to stay warm during a hunt or need maximum concealment, the clothing you wear can make or break a hunt. At MidwayUSA.com, we understand hunting clothing has come a long way with more meticulously crafted camo patterns, advanced scent control technologies, and weatherproof options to withstand the elements. Hunters have to wait until their favorite season, but shouldn't wait on gear, which is why MidwayUSA offers super fast shipping. When you're ready for your next system, log on to MidwayUSA.com.
There you go. You're good.
Yeah, I don't know. It's my internet's being stupid. I gotta do something about it. But yeah, I think it might just have no abrasive resistance. I don't know. We should do some tests with that. And which I've already seen the test from you and for me. I throw Sunline Sniper on jigs and everything else, and it's fine. And you throw it on line and it breaks every like two or three times when you're out. So
yep.
I don't know. But
I was fighting that 18 3/4 4-pound smallmouth I caught a couple weeks back.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, please do not break. Please do not. He was bulldogging under the kayak. Like my rod like whoop doubled under the kayak. I was so worried it was gonna break.
Dude, see, that's why like if I'd have no confidence in something, I don't want to attempt to use it.
Yeah. Because well, I re-spooled everything today, so we're good to go.
Tried and true Red Label. It's hard to beat Red Label for what it is. It is fantastic.
I like it. I mean, I've pulled like, you know, branches that are diameter of like 6 inches towards the kayak with 12 pounds. So
yeah. Oh yeah. So I'll get it. We'll switch gears. I'll get into something that I don't dislike, but I'll put it in the category because I don't think it lived up to the hype. Which is the sleeper gill. Good bait. It's fine, but it's the same as this, which is the dark sleeper. Like nothing's changed. Like the body has a little bit different role. Yeah. I will say this has caught three or four fish. And I took it off because I think I was getting hung up and I was getting ticked, but it's all right. I forgot my camera's moved. Come on. Come on.
There you go.
Light. But underneath all the, whatever. Let's see. Can we get super close? So you can kind of see it's starting to wrinkle up.
Yeah.
And it's actually completely torn right there. There it is. So it's completely torn away and it's wrinkling up to where I could literally take this and I can like that's after three fish. This is like $10.99. So like I don't know, because it's not like it's touching direct metal or anything or lead or anything. It's literally on plastic. So I mean, I understand stuff breaks down, but I have citizens that are made out of 100% plastic that have got bit by pike and I still fish them. They're fine.
Yeah.
So I'm not a huge fan of that. Cam's back in his sex dungeon. the pink That's lights funny. Give it away.
Speaking of, I got this picture. We're going to pull up Bonafide.
Can you see and hear me?
Yes, you're good.
We can see and hear you. You look like you're in the Batcave on Valentine's Day, but
look how skinny and shallow that water is, and I took out Bonafide through there.
Dude, that's crazy. Yeah.
I mean, it does great. So you've missed a lot, Cam. We were talking about I relayed your feelings of the SS-127.
Thanks.
And then Brad explained how he does not like LYN line because we've both seen him break off like 18 times with that stuff.
Yeah.
And then I said, I'm not a huge fan of the sleeper gill, which is tick you off, but this has caught like three fish this year.
Mega bass.
Mega bass sleeper gear. Yeah. The reason I don't like it. Okay. I think it's the same as the dark sleeper. Nothing's changed. And after three fish, I'll show the folks at home again. Come on.
Is that the jig head just exposed?
Yeah, he tore it off when you were waiting.
Again,
and he froze again. There you go.
Yeah, I'm back. But yeah, that's so far. I'm not about it for $10.99. I don't like it, or not $10.99, $7.99, whatever it is. No, I think they are $10.99.
I will say I've spent an exorbitant amount of money on those sleeper gills. And I've caught like two fish on them.
You fished them in the river?
Yeah, I've fished them in the river. I've gone out to Rocky Fork and Pink Creek and down in there, and I've tried fishing them down there. And I've just,
Interesting.
I believed a lot of I fell into the hype for them, and I don't know, they just haven't produced as well as I thought they would. With all the hype that's been around them.
And the dark sleeper produces so much more. Like I've got bit on this so much more. And I fall into that hype too, because it says mega bass on it. So I obviously am going to buy it and try it and pretend to love it until I fish it. And then I fish it and I don't like it. This is probably the first mega bass product though. I've been like, I'm not a huge fan of it. Just me.
See, I'm complete opposite, man. When I see mega bass, I'm just like, eh.
Yeah, but I mean, you don't have that same JDM obsession that I do. Like, I like all things Japanese.
Japanese women?
No.
Japanese men. This.
I mean, no. No. This will be the show that Stacy listens to, so thank you.
He finds out about his mad obsession with Japanese salarymen.
Yeah. You want to know what else I don't like? And I wasn't even going to talk about it because I forgot all about this bait. 100% forgot about it. You know what it is, Cam?
I'm trying to think.
He probably does.
I can't think of what it is. The gilly.
The gilly.
I still have. I was looking at those in my garage just like 20 minutes ago. And I haven't used them yet.
They look so good. Like they really do. And I got them like late. I didn't get them. I wasn't able to fish them during the bluegill spawn. So they might be good there. But I mean, I was catching fish on bluegill, like hard baits and stuff, and they were fine. No rattles. It just looks like a bluegill. And then I would throw these, and not in this color. This is the green pumpkin color. I kind of understand this. Maybe not catch them as well, but
yeah,
almost the same colorway as what I was throwing. Nothing.
Isn't that interesting? Like, I've always thought about that. We see soft plastics that are green pumpkin and stuff, but if it's like a moving bait or a crankbait or something, you don't see it at all.
No, I mean, it's weird. See, like, if you do see it, it's like it's a accenting color. It's not like the full thing. Like, you, it's very rare you see a black and blue crankbait.
Those are freaking money, though, dude.
They can be awesome. I have a couple.
The Witty. I love Witty crankbaits. So Witty Outdoors, guys, go check him out. He hand carves those bad boys. We had him on the show once. I love that crankbait when it is muddy on the river. The thing's money.
I agree. The Witties are awesome. But you don't see all your mainstream are going to be like your perch colors. Yeah, and man, my light's almost too bright now.
Bright like your future.
No, that's like
dull. That's not true. Yeah. That's,
so you have your perch colors, which is standard. Yep. And then like I had this painted by Dark Corners. Yeah, Dark Corners. But you know, rainbow trout colors, you see those.
Yep.
And then, you know, you'll get colors like that, and then you're infamous. I just hooked myself, and that's great.
I got myself a couple of days ago too.
Like, you, this is, in my opinion, anything crawl base is like one of my
like an orange.
Forever colors, man. I love these things. But you don't see like those, like you were talking about. Yeah, you don't see a whole lot of black and blues, green pumpkins, watermelon reds. Like, you, those, yeah, those, in my opinion, those are like soft plastic colors, and that's what they are. You're, yep, not getting anything but that.
I will say, so I've never gotten into the Rapala DTs until this year, and I bought I don't know what the color is called, but it's chartreuse, and then it has like a dark green on top, orange belly, and then it has a crawl like pattern design. That crankbait has produced more fish than any other crankbait I've ever used. That thing is amazing, and it bounces off rocks really well. I mean, I can rip them through like wood, and it don't get hung up. I'm, yeah, impressed.
DTs are a tried and true, and that day, Tuesday, we were out. I caught three or four on the crankbait, and for every three or four I caught, you were catching five or six. Like, you were catching fish.
Yeah.
So it was fun. I mean, it's a producer for sure. I'm just not a huge fan of DTs. I don't know why. I'm just not.
Oh, dude, they wobble so good too. They look good. And the thing I like is, like, this weekend I was fishing up north on the GMR, and for people who are familiar with it, it's real shallow up there. I was fishing the DT4 in like 1 to 2 feet of water, and it was just boom, 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 erratic motion. It was awesome.
See, that's the bait best. If you can get a crankbait that does that.
Yeah. I've any other times I've used like the Strike King 1.5 or something. It'll get hung up. I'll have to paddle over there and I'll pop it, come loose. I haven't had to do that with the Rapala DT yet.
Ever since I started fishing the river more, I've been trying to throw a lot more of like those traditional crankbaits and like those hard baits that I haven't thrown a lot. Like, the last few times I've gone out to the river, I've caught myself throwing like a wake bait around a lot.
Yeah.
But the last couple times I've gone out, every time I've gone out and like fished with you guys, I've seen Matt where he has at least like one square bill tied on, and I'm like, I don't know. And I just keep going around a wake bait. But last time I went out last week, like Friday, right after work, and I was throwing around a square bill in the river. At one of the spots that you guys showed me, and I lost what was easily the biggest smallie I've ever hooked into on a crankbait, and I cried.
So I've been dealing with this a little bit too, because I lose a lot of fish on crankbaits because of treble hooks. You need a moderate action rod, you need to use mono, and you need to back your drag off, dude. Let them just pull drag until they tire. You won't lose fish. If they jump with treble hooks in their mouth, you got a 50-50 chance that they're going to come off.
I kind of had a feeling that this the fish that I got on Friday was going to come off, because as soon as I got him to surface and saw his side, it turned, went down, and then came back up and jumped. And yep. I was like, oh, no.
Yep. That's the thing, dude. Back your drag off. I'm telling you, it works.
I've been using a moderate rod to try and kind of negate that head shake a little bit. Yep. But I think I might have had my drag a little too tight, because as soon as that smallie came up and head shook, it threw that crankbait at me at mock Jesus. Thankfully, my paddle was in the way, and I just saw this crankbait flying at me, and it bounced off my paddle and wrapped around the spinning rod I had on one of my side stages, and I was like, oh.
Another tip for everyone out there, since this became a tip show. If you're throwing cranks, upgrade your treble hooks. The treble hooks that come from factory, 9 times out of 10, are duty. They're poo-poo, and they suck big old giant. Now,
what's your favorite hook?
Owner. All day long.
If it says owner on it, I trust it explicitly with my life.
Mustad triple grips are pretty good, too.
I like Mustad triple grips. Gosh. I like those, too.
Is that what they're called? Triple grip? That don't sound right for some reason.
The Mustad triple. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, it's triple grip. I just looked it up.
And then the owner trebles, because there's a lot of different versions they make. But the ones I'm a big, huge, giant fan of is the Stingers. Love the Stingers. They're super sharp. I mean, I switch out every bait except for mega bass lures, because 9 times out of 10, the hooks that come on those are stickier and I'll get out anyway, so I don't have to change them out.
I was about to say, those mega bass hooks are money.
They are. See, they are.
I don't get companies, man. Like, I know they're trying to, like, cut costs and stuff, but, like, us anglers, we're saying we'll pay the extra money to have good hooks on these baits. Why don't they just do it?
Probably for the simple fact that, let's say you bought a DT, right? Rapala DTs are known. They've switched to VMC in the last year or so, and the VMC trebles aren't terrible. I've used them in a pinch, and they work fine. But Rapala was known for having terrible hooks, and everyone would switch them out every time. But if they own a company that sells treble hooks, and you get four of them for $7, well, to upgrade the two hooks on this bait, and you get those already, the bait goes from $450 to $520, or you can pay $450 and then $7. Like, it's just it's from a business standpoint, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. It's all it is. Owner is a hook company. They don't make, they used to not make anything but hooks for stuff.
Yep.
So it would put them, you know, and some baits are starting to come with owner, especially a lot of your JDM baits come with owner hooks already pre-installed. But yeah, I mean, it's a marketing thing, but definitely what Brad said, if you're either on crankbaits, I've switched the use mono instead of fluoro, cause you got that little bit of stretch, or you can use, I've had good success with
the cranking.
I've had good success with that. I've switched to mono just because I dual purpose my crankbait rod with topwater now. So yep. I use mono, moderate action rod, and back your drag off and upgrade your treble hooks. You will land so many more fish. It's not even funny.
Don't horse the fish in, man, when you're using crankbaits.
No. And I did that Tuesday. Like, it happens. And I even looked at Brad and I threw it. And I end up catching the fish, surprisingly. But I threw it, and he hit the crankbait, and I forgot because I was kind of zoned out, and I forgot what I was throwing.
Oh, yeah,
and he hit it, and I just ran into him, and I lucked out. I missed the hook that was probably in his mouth, and I underhooked him, like, in the bottom of the mouth. Like,
I was fishing with Ryan Dahl a couple years ago during the fall, and that was the first time I was throwing a Rico. I said, her pop, 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 19, hit it, and I just slammed it. He was like, dude, don't do that.
I'm talking about something mock Jesus coming at your face. This is mock Jesus with treble hooks.
Yeah.
All right. So before we move on to anything else, because this was like the worst rabbit hole ever, Cam, you're doing what I was doing. You're about to talk something else about, or another rabbit hole. So I'm going to cut you off. What
Cam, what is something so far this year that you either hasn't lived up to the hype, you absolutely hate it, you don't like it? Go.
Putting them on the spot.
I will say the biggest disappointment for me so far this year has definitely got to be, like you said, the dark gills or the sleeper gills and the gillies with everyone talking about them. You thought they'd be like the best thing since sliced bread. But Mike Iaconelli fooled us all. Made us buy those gillies.
I didn't buy any.
Dude, but I was at the show. We were working for Loveland's booth at the Cincinnati show, and there's all these people set up. And I come back to the booth with like at least 10 packs of these gillies in different colors and sizes. Like, I finally found them. Because this is like when you couldn't find them anywhere.
And, I'm not easily influenced by people like that.
I thought it would be awesome because all it is it's a cheap knockoff of a Japanese lure that does the same thing, and it's like almost the same form.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, I could finally get them in the U.S. and it's not as good as the Japanese version. It's just not. That one got bit all the time. This one does not.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But let's get into things that we like. Because there has been some things that I've tried this year that I'm a fan of.
I'll start.
The Chatterbait Minimax. Now, the first time I threw it, all I did was complain the whole day. Because
it's true, he did.
I complained nonstop. I was like, this thing doesn't stay down. It sucks. I was throwing on a 6.4:1 gear ratio, and I was like wake baiting it. And not like subsurface, like it's supposed to be designed for. It's like wake baiting. Like I was skipping the water, and I was like, "This thing is stupid." I had a creature bait on the back of it, and it just didn't want to stay down. The second I threw a smaller paddle tail, it stayed down. I could burn it as fast as I could, and it would stay down. And it's like Glenn Young said on the podcast: it is a fantastic search bait because you can throw it, spin it back, throw it, spin it back, and it's quick. It stays down, does its job. Got bit and hit on it a couple times. Hook stood up. Didn't get it stuck very often. Now, I will say, it doesn't thump near as much as like a jackhammer. Regular chatterbait. Kind of to be expected. Smaller blade. Not going to get as much thump. Happens. There's trade-offs, right? Big fan of that. Didn't think I'd like it, especially after the first like 30 minutes of throwing it. Thought it was the biggest bust ever. It's not and I talked about it at the beginning of the show, but they just started sponsoring the show. That has nothing to play into this. I've been a Dark Horse Tackle Box subscriber since April. Awesome. It's not really just a single product. It's a subscription product, but I get the Champ Box, which is the big boy box that has all your hand painted stuff and, you know, stuff like from all these small companies and people that hand paint their baits. And you get stuff like this in every box. You know, it's money, not really a product. I mean, it is a product, but it's more like a subscription product. Huge fan of this. That to me is the best thing I've done. Got all year.
That Champion box is pretty sweet.
Dude is sick. That's how I found Dark Corner, which I know Cam found Dark Corner through, I think one of my posts.
But yeah, you were shouting out one of the Dark Horse boxes that had a Dark Corner in it, and I was like, "Oh, that's a sick looking crankbait." And then I
was it ordered, the it's was the it the one that looked like the little Monster Energy can?
Oh no, the one I got was the one that's a bluegill pattern, and it's money. That's what I lost that huge fish on, was that bluegill pattern square bill. And it's amazing. I love it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, you get a ton of that stuff in there, and it's all super high quality, and it looks really good. Another thing, what? Continue.
Oh, I was going to say, I would get more excited about those big swim baits or those big, like, swim wake baits if I still had a rod that could throw them.
Yeah, you don't. Oh. Yeah, you don't.
Matt, I got a question real quick. What was your favorite month so far from them?
Favorite month.
Because I the only box champion box I've seen that you've gotten was the very first one. I haven't seen anything else.
So 2 months ago, I want to say it was 2 months ago. I think I still have it upstairs. Some of the lures have made it into my box, but most of them. I thought I had it down here because I brought it down here before a show and I was looking at it and Googling it. It was the box that this came in, which is, it's a mega bass blank that has spider webs on it, which
makes me
a little creeped out now. Which is just a basic shad pattern. Like, but it's the attention to detail, like the spots on the gill plate. And then it also came with this from Dark Corner Customs, which I haven't thrown it yet. And I keep looking at it and I keep saying, I'm going to throw that when we go out next. And I just keep forgetting to come down here and grab it, mostly because my brain sucks. But it's called the Creek Chub. It's just the colorway that he has on it.
Hmm.
Let's see.
Yeah. Oh. You put it up to the camera. We can't see it. It's just like.
No, you can't see nothing when I do that. Here, let me do that. You can't really see it when it's super far away.
Yeah, I don't know why it's like not focusing on you. Yeah, that looks good. There you go. Oh, is it like goldish looking?
It's a goldish brown creek chub wake bait. It's more like a spy bait because it has that in the back. And this thing I just feel like would tear up. I feel like it would do some work. But yeah, both of those came in the same box, and it came with that. Two crankbaits and then a wake bait, which I've been throwing a ton, like a crankbait style wake bait that I've been throwing a ton. That's probably been my favorite box so far, but every box I've gotten, like there's been something in it.
Yeah.
That I like.
Yeah.
And it's normally, you know, cause I like big swim baits. So big swim baits come in them most of the time. But this last regular subscription box with the
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Through the Blackwater bayous and in the dark Louisiana night floats a duck camp, alive with the sounds of swamp pop and the smells of Cajun cooking. From the Mississippi Delta in Venice to the Cajun prairies of the Southwest, me and the Duck Camp Dinner's crew will be hunting and eating it all.
This is Duck Camp Dinner.
Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
Blue Creek Custom Tackle was in it, and that stuff, not the champ box, but that box was awesome. Like, had everything I could have wanted in the box for a subscription box.
Oh yeah, spinner baits. That's the thing that stuck out to me was that white and chartreuse spinner bait. That's one of my favorite colors.
Oh, white chartreuse does work almost all the time, unless it's super, 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 just super dirty. Then you got to throw something dark.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like that box a ton. Wasn't the champ box, but the champ box is 2 months ago. Everything in the box I loved, and every other month I like 99% of it. There might be something I wish that was in different colors. I already have that, you know, pattern or something. Like, I've got, so anything that comes in perch, I'm like, dude, I've got 4,000 things of perch, and I don't even throw perch anywhere around here.
Yeah.
Like, so I don't really care about that.
Hey, you could have Eastwood.
Could at Eastwood. I also could get ran over by a jet ski at Eastwood. So,
and the fishing sucks there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, you used to be really good. Massive swim bait tied on to throw at jet skiers.
That reminds me of Nick Necrelli. He listens to the show. He's been on the show like 3 times. He calls them shark hooks, or casting shark hooks at jet skiers on the White River.
Yep. And I'm about that. I completely condone that. Everyone out there who gets butthurt at that, do it. I don't care. But yeah, I mean, there's been other stuff that I'm a huge fan of. Like, so far, like this year, another thing that I just started, I don't think it came out this year, but I picked it up, I think, from you, Cam. SLX MGL.
Yeah, you got that.
That's a couple years old.
I think it came out last year.
I think it came out last year or the year before.
I thought it was 2020.
I thought it was 2021. I could be wrong. But I've been a huge fan of this reel. Now, typically it's on a rod for pitch and flipping, and I haven't been taking the rod out, so it's off the rod right now. But this reel I liked a lot because it's an inexpensive reel. You get an MGL spool. It's super smooth. It's just been everything and something I've really enjoyed. Brad, what are some things that new things you're set in your ways, but what are some new things that you've tried that you've been a fan of?
The Shimano Scorpion MGL, which we talked, I bought that reel after we last had Cam on the show. That's easily my favorite reel, man. I love that
thing. Like the day we had Cam on the show was that night.
Yeah, like 10 minutes after we ended the show, I bought that reel.
I think we all bought a reel that same day. Like we were talking about YG Japan, and you text me, you're like, I bought this reel. And I was like, I bought this one because that's when I got my Xsens. And I'm
pretty sure that's when I got my Xsens too.
He bought one the same day because I was like, Brad bought the MGL and I bought the X. He's like, I'm buying one too. We all bought a reel that same night from YG Japan, and we all had our reels in like 3.5 days from Tokyo, Japan.
Yeah, it was great. So and that Xsens has easily become one of my favorite reels.
I need to try one. I've never tried it.
You can try mine, and if you really like it, maybe we can talk about it. That's the only Shimano reel that I've ever bought that I'm not like.
Is it a DC?
Yeah, it's a DC.
Yeah, it casts really well, but
I don't know if I want a DC anymore. I like those MGLs.
I kind of want to switch everything over to Bantam MGLs and call it a day.
Can I have your Antares DC then?
No, that's not. That's staying with me until I die. That was yours at one point.
Paperweight.
Yeah. You screwed up and sold it to me.
That was back when I was too stubborn to try and use left-handed reels, and now I love left-handed reels. I catch myself using those 9 times out of 10.
You tried pawning off your right-handed, whatever it was to me. It's like I ain't using right-handed, dude.
I use both. Like I'm telling everybody, you all need to just learn to use both. Because when deals come up, you can be like, "I'm not a lefty. I don't care."
Right doesn't make sense to me though. Like, why switch hands when you're casting? That don't make sense.
Yeah. I'm pretty quick with it. So as I'm casting, like right before the lure hits the water, I'm just like, "Wah!"
It makes more sense to set the hook with my dominant hand. I got my rod in my right hand. Been like that forever.
I'm comfortable going either way. I can hook set this way, hook set that way.
Cam. I bet you are.
I can't switch hit. I can't switch hit with with my rod. I'm a righty.
How do we get on this rabbit hole?
Oh, look, here's my wife. I'm just joking. I wouldn't be surprised if she walked out here and was like, "What are you guys talking about?" Oh, fishing. We're talking about fishing.
Yeah,
I promise.
It's like that video. Oh, this is a great episode for everyone at home if you just want to laugh, because we're just talking about random crap at this point. But it was a video I was watching, and it was like, it was something. What are you doing in that? What are you doing in there? And it's somebody doing something. He's like, drugs. I'm doing drugs. I buy most of my stuff on the cam, just how it is. And I'll be on the cam and I'll be looking at my phone. If you're watching, I'll be doing exactly what I'm doing on here. And I'll be looking and I'll be looking and be like, "Oh, they accept PayPal. Oh, I can do pay for four." And before I leave the toilet, I've bought something. And Stacy knows this at this point. And I'll be in there for like 10 minutes, 15 minutes. And all I hear is, "What are you buying?" I'll just be like, nothing. I'm not buying anything. I'm good. I'm coming out. I'm just washing my hands. And I'll turn on the sink. Like, "Yeah, I'm just washing." She's like, "Unlock the door."
At porn.
Yeah. I'm jerking off. Leave me alone. No. But yeah, so all my payments and all my buying is all on the cam. And, I'll do the same thing, man. I've had that experience and I'll still do it today. She asked what I was buying this morning before I went to work. "What are you doing? What are you buying?" Nothing. I did buy some stuff, but she'll never know until it comes when I'm not home.
Oh man.
Oh Lord. Okay. So, Brad, new stuff.
Shimano Scorpion MGL. Like I said, that thing casts smooth. It casts far. I paired it with my Douglas 724 XF rod, and that acts as a BFS rod, in my opinion. I mean, you could throw down to an eighth ounce. I've been throwing the Z-Man finesse jigs that are eighth ounce, and I can just bomb those things. And it's kind of weird. Yeah, I just don't feel like I have a lot of control with the bait caster using finesse stuff like that. But I caught a 4-pound smallmouth on it, so it works.
I feel like you could probably get away with throwing less weight than that too.
Probably. I'm sure I could, but that reel, man, it gets a lot of attention. I post it on Instagram and stuff, and everybody's like, that red is freaking sweet. I put it in other people's hands, and they're like, holy crap, this combo is super light. And I'm like, I know, I love it.
That was the first thing I said. Like, I mean, I have Douglas rods, so I know how light they are, but that reel paired on it, it was super light.
Yeah.
And I'm just doing some reel maintenance while we're doing the show, because if I don't do now, I forget. But yeah, that just like Brad says, it casts super far. It's light. It's effortless to cast. Like, you don't have to really thumb guard it too much. It'll just go. It's great.
Yeah. I don't know if I have anything else that I've used new this year.
Well, you talked about the DT4. You've been using that a little bit more.
Yeah, I've never used the DT before this year, which I know people are probably like, what? But
yeah,
you know, I've always just went Strike King because they're cheap.
Which is, you pay for what you get. Cam, what have you, right. I know for a fact you're using stuff new, because you're really only in your, what, second year, maybe third of actual fishing? This is my
third year of actual fishing, and I've started to discover what my comfort baits are, and I've started to throw, like, some new stuff that I'm figuring out. And I'm just going to forewarn you guys, I'm about to sound like a stupid Mega Bass brand rep. But one of my favorite baits that I've been throwing this year is their swim jig with the underspin on it, the Waze or Uzi, however you say it. And it's in the chartreuse color with a chartreuse and white Kitec trailer. And I can throw that thing when the water is moderately stained, like Brad was saying, if it's super stained, and I'll throw a black and blue. But that chartreuse in the river, in most lakes, I get bit on it a lot. And I've also started throwing a lot of spinner baits, because Brad, you told me that spinner baits are always great to have around. So I've been throwing those a lot. Again, I'm going with like black and blue, chartreuse and white, straight chartreuse.
And I have the Disco Lemonade.
Yeah, I finally got a knockoff Disco Lemonade from a War Eagle. I mean, it's still a chartreuse with the chartreuse blades.
No, War Eagle's not off brand.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what I use.
War Eagle is the stuff.
Yeah, War Eagle is like legit. That's my favorite spinner baits.
I thought you got it from like some smaller company.
No,
that was the actual color of it.
No,
but and then
Disco Lemonade came from a local legend up north in Sydney. His name's Michael Teach. He coined the phrase Disco Lemonade. I don't know why, but it stuck with everybody here in Ohio.
Teach is a hammer, dude.
The latest thing I've been throwing around is I've gotten into like the true BFS stuff. So I got a Scorpion BFS from YG Japan, and I also recently got a P5 Megabass Destroyer. That's a BFS rod, and it throws from, I think, 1/32 up to 1/4 ounce, and I've been throwing a lot of like Ned rigs on it. I've been throwing like the micro chatter baits on there. And also the Megabass Siglet, which is that cicada style bait, since the cicadas are out screaming right now.
And was that the rod that you had down at the Paddle Fest?
Yes.
That was a sweet rod.
And I love it. The first time I went out with it, I hooked into a 6-inch smallie, and it was a really fun fight, and the rod was completely bent over. I'm afraid what would happen if I were to hook into like a 18 inch smallie. I'd probably have like Vietnam flashbacks later.
Jeez.
But well, I keep telling you, because you said that when you first got here, like, oh, I'm afraid to really set the hook or anything. I was like, and you can ask Brad or something, but when I'm out there with my BFS combo, because I have a Megabass Hyuga on a Alderbaran BFS. And I mean, I've cranked a fish on it to where I've thrown a Ned rig and sat there, and it's the same thing I did with the crankbait. I forgot what rod I was throwing. I hammered on it and it was fine. So, I mean, I'm sure it'll be okay. You know, yeah, worst case is you break it and you have no warranty because you bought it secondhand. So, you know,
yeah,
that sucks.
I mean, if all else fails, I have backup BFS rods at this point. So the perks of having a spending habit, I guess.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm looking at rods. Like these haven't got thrown in a year.
Are those your St. Croix ones?
Let's see. I've got
there's a Levante back there that he bought from me last month.
There's a Levante right here. This is Levante. I've got an Orochi XX upstairs, Megabass Orochi XX. It's still in the package.
Like, I haven't even opened it. Like, I got it from another buddy, and he was like, yeah, here's the sleeve. And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to take this out like this weekend. I didn't take it out this weekend.
What Orochi is it? Oh, that's the one from Tyler. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the one from Tyler that you didn't want. Yeah, so I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So I got 7 St. Croix just chilling. No, this isn't a St. Croix. This is my wife's top of the end Shakespeare push button. That caught
me. It ain't a Zebco.
It's not a Zebco. It's a Shakespeare Ugly Sick GX2. And this caught a Fish Ohio crappie on a Texas rigged Kitech.
That's awesome.
And she did it all by herself. She got on the boat by herself. She almost, like, at one point, the fish is just for everyone out there. The bait was right here. And she had the fish right here. And she was like, all right, I'm going to bring it in. And she brought more line up. And the bait was here. And she started pulling up. And I was like, oh my God. Like, I don't care if you break the rod because it was like $6. But, and this is, I don't know what line is on this because I'll be honest with you. I don't ever expect her to catch anything. I have no idea what line this is. I have no clue. But it did great.
You should put LYN on it.
I feel like this is better than that, though. So, like, I'm just saying.
Old ugly stick. But yeah, I've got 6 mega or St. Croix back here. I've got 2 mega bass rods down here. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got 4 Douglas rods sitting over there.
Do you still have that big beefy G Loomis just sitting in the corner menacingly?
It's right there. Yep, I can see it. It's just chilling, with a tiny clash on or a clash 9 on it. Yeah, so you know, I've just got tons of rods everywhere. I keep saying I'm going to sell some, but then when I post them, I like immediately delete it because I don't want to sell them.
If you want to let me borrow one of your 3 swim bait setups,
I've got 2. Okay, I've got 2.
You got any victory rods?
No, and I still have not fished with a victory rod, and I really want to.
I picked one up today, man. Those things feel nice.
You got one today?
No, I picked one up and looked at it.
Oh, yeah, they're super light. They almost feel like a lighter Avid X. So, yeah, I want to try one of those. Justin has them. He's let me throw it, and it feels really nice.
Didn't the Victory Rods replace the Avid line?
The Avid X line. The Avids are still around, but it replaced the Avid X, which I don't really like, but that's okay.
I was a big fan of the Avid X's.
I've still got 3 behind me. And I'm not wanting to sell them until everyone starts crying they can't get them anymore, and then they'll go on eBay for a lot.
Yeah, when I was trying to sell one of mine, back right when the Victory line replaced the Avid X, the guy told me, "Oh yeah, I'll give you like $100 for it because they're discontinued." And I was like, "Doesn't that mean they're going to be harder to get, and people that like the line are going to want them more?" He was like, "Nah, they discontinued them for a reason." I was like, okay, I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Well, that's not even true, though, because didn't they discontinue, like, the most popular fly fishing rod and people got mad?
they discontinued the most popular fly fishing rod, and then I'm pretty sure they brought it back like 3 years later.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the Avid X's will come back. The last Avid X I sold was sold for $250. Like, it went for more than the actual rod was worth, and I fished with it.
I got to fish with a Legend tournament this weekend.
Those are fun. I had one of those. I can't remember.
I was on one of those.
He had it paired with a SLX DC. Felt really good. It's like,
I think
cool.
When I had mine, I had it paired up with a Metanium DC, and it was really nice.
Yeah, I mean, St. Croix is known. They make great rods. I'll be honest, man. I haven't really tried a whole lot of new stuff this year. Oh, I haven't tried it yet, but I'm super excited. Brad, we were talking about this like a month ago. I was at Vance Outdoors after I was dove hunting.
L-Y-N?
No. They sell that there, and I sent you a picture, and we made fun of that. But they had Neko baits, and I got 3 packages, 1 for you, 2 for me, because I'm better, of the leech.
Yeah.
In Magma Red.
That's the one Creek Crawler uses, isn't it?
That's the Brian Slanton, the Creek Crawler special. And I'm going to be, I want to throw that to death because he gets slammed on it and it looks cool.
Send me a picture of what those look like. I've never seen those.
I mean, there's this thing, crazy thing. It's called, I'll spell it, G-O-O-G-L-E. Google. No. And you can just type in Neko Baits.
No.
But yeah, I got some of those. And then I got the Helgramite, got one of those. And they look awesome.
Yeah, I haven't yet to throw those in the river. I've never even seen one on the river. I'm not saying they don't work, but...
Helgramites? Neither have I. I just bought it because it's a Helgramite and everyone always talks about it. I've never seen a Helgramite. The bugs I see on the river are mayflies, ticks, and ticks. That's about all I see lately. But, I mean, I'm sure they're there. Maybe we can't see them.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. They're weird. But I'm excited to throw those. Like, I'm pumped because it's something different. It's still finessey. I'm going to throw that leech on probably a ball head jig and just bounce it around the bottom. But, yeah, I'm pretty excited about that. 4 in the
morning. Join me, Chef Jean-Paul Bourgeois, and the whole crew here at Duck Camp Dinners every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV. Birds up in the
sky. Cam, anything new that you've tried this year or anything else or anything you're excited to try?
I'm definitely excited to figure out what's going to work on the river as it gets colder, because I've never had the opportunity to fish jerk the river. Baits. I kind of figured it would be like jerk baits and
spinner rig.
I was going to try a lot of the finesse stuff. Despite what everyone's saying, like ever since I've started going out on the river, I mean, I haven't been throwing big joshies, and I have them in my box right below me, and I always forget that they're there. And I'm like, and I was looking at my box today, and I was like, I should probably tie this on and throw it next time I go out.
Dude.
Because from what you guys tell me, from everything I've seen on Ryan Dahl's Instagram, the big joshies are insanely good on the river.
You need to find the fastest water possible, and you need to throw a big joshie on an 8-ounce jig head in that fast water and just tight line it and bounce it on the bottom. Once a fish smacks that, you'll be like, holy crap.
You also are going to get stuck 4,087 times.
Yeah. Yep.
So just get ready to use cheap ball jigs, because if you use like something nice, you're not going to get it back.
But if you do the bow and arrow trick with your line, it usually pops it loose. So
yeah, you need to throw those. I am excited for I want to get a slobber knocker.
I do too.
They're out somewhere. People are already buying them. I want to get a slobber knocker. I want to get a, Hellraiser.
That's the top water like stick bait, right?
Yep.
That's like a chatter bait too. I was about to say I want one of those.
I call it the Frankenside topwater because it's got a chatterbait on its rear end and it's a stick bait and it's weird, but I'm excited to throw it. It's big, so I don't know how it's going to do. And this will be my first full winter on the river because I just got a dry suit.
You're going to hate it.
I don't know, man.
It's so slow, dude.
And I'm probably going to hate it, but it's like, jerkbait time. And yeah. I'll throw jerkbaits. I love jerkbaits. So
you throw the jerkbait in the wintertime, you're casting it out, you're reeling it down to the depth you want, and then you're letting it sit for like 10 to 30 seconds.
Yeah, and you're dead sticking it.
And then you go pop, pop, another 10 to 30 seconds.
Yeah, you're just enticing them to eat.
Yeah.
So
you guys are doing your all year fishing because you have dry suits, and ever since I started like doing hunting and stuff, I've realized that I've transitioned into a regular Midwestern outdoorsman. And now is the time where I've transitioned from looking at fishing stuff to now my carts are filled with duck waders,
deer urine,
a jacket for late deer season. And if Matt and I decide to try and get a turkey again on Thanksgiving Eve.
Oh, yeah, that sucked.
Dude, I want to go duck hunt with you guys so bad this year.
I'm gonna be getting a new set of waders. So the pair that Matt gave me is probably gonna end up with you. But heads up, there's a hole in the boot.
Hole in the boot?
Is it fixable?
It's just a pin. Yeah. It's a pinprick because Cam was trudging his way through some corn stalks. And got a pinhole on the boot. I think it's a pinhole. It's not a big gash or anything, is it?
No, it wasn't huge.
So you get damp. You don't get wet.
I mean, when I walked down into the creek, we were jumping ducks in to just grab a duck. I just put my foot in and felt my foot get wet, and I had to deal with a wet sock the rest of that day. It was great.
Yeah, been there before. I got a pinhole in my dry suit, but I fixed it with some stuff. So.
Yeah,
I just need to take some duct tape and super glue, and it'll be fine.
Yeah,
yeah, I about to say it's definitely fixable. But yeah, I mean that was one of the things that I bought on the toilet was I got a new saddle for deer hunting, and I'm pretty pumped for that. For Brad, because you just look like I was talking Lebanese, a saddle instead of like a deer stand is something you go up and you sit in it, kind of like a lineman do, and you hang from the tree.
I thought you were talking about like a saddle for a horse.
No.
I was about to say hunting off a horseback while hunting deer, chasing deer while you're on horseback and shooting them. That sounds fun.
That sounds awesome. Like, that sounds great. It's just Ohio, so we can't do that.
With a compound bow, just going after some deer. Just
that'd be sick. Like now I want to do that. That's now on the bucket list of stuff to do. Thanks, guys. I'll never be able to achieve that. But yeah, I mean, I'm excited for winter. But any closing thoughts? Because we're kind of just rambling at this point.
Nope, dude. Like I said, I'm ready. I want to duck hunt this year. I've been saying it for like 6 years now, and it's finally time.
It is time. I was about to say, I've got a shotgun sitting there and waiting for you.
It'll be a great time.
Can I buy it off you?
You can. You're not going to want to know the price, but you can.
I was going to give you another Remington 870. I shouldn't have sold mine.
No, you shouldn't. Guns are one of the things in life that you don't like. Unless you're about to become homeless, you never sell the guns. And if you're about to become homeless, don't sell the guns anyway, because you're going to have to kill some other homeless people. But yeah, guns are one of those things you don't ever want to sell. I was actually looking at Vance Outdoors, and they had some pumps and some other shotguns that would be... That was wet. That would be that would be perfect.
Please,
for what
Cam,
you
mute your mic next time.
Don't put that on me.
It's disgusting. Cam, you got some brown on your wall. It's nasty. But yeah, man, we should go looking at some shotguns after a day we fish or something.
If you want to get a cheap, good semi, you could go the route I did and got a Stoger M3500.
I'll look that up.
How much did you pay, Cam?
Yeah, I think I paid like $550 in that ballpark. It wasn't more than six.
What is it? Stoger what? M what?
M3500.
Oh, okay.
It is a good shotgun. It's got the same actions the Benellis do.
Inertia drive.
Is the receiver like what's the term for that?
What?
Well, my Remington 870, it started rusting on the receiver.
That's because probably your bluing sucked. No, you're not going to have to worry about rust on these.
Okay. I don't know if that one was blued or not on the Remington 870.
If it wasn't blued, then yeah.
It looked like it was sandblasted.
Ugh.
Like it had that gritty feel to it, and it was matte black.
Did you get it brand new?
Yeah.
It's weird it was rusting. Well, that's not true. Even if it's blued, it can still rust. I mean, if it was in a high condensation area, then I could see it rusting. But yeah, that Stoger's a good gun. I hunt with a Browning Maxxis.
I actually want a Mossberg 535. I think it'd be sweet.
535s are sick. I'm not a huge fan of Mossberg guns as much as I used to be. The 535 is still good, but for the same price, you can get like the 3500, or you can get a Franke. Franke's are dope. A little bit more, between six and eight. But yeah, I mean, worst case, even if you don't, I mean, I got a Browning A5 Sweet 16 that's just waiting for you. I've already got some 2-shot and 3-shot for it, so you can smoke some ducks. And
sounds good.
We've got places to go. So.
God, I can't wait for duck season this year, man. It's going to be great. Especially when I get some waders that actually fit me well and I don't look like a stuffed sausage.
Hey, those waders were fine for you, okay? They kept you dry until you poked a hole in them.
I just walked like I crapped my pants because I could barely move my legs.
Well, yeah, I mean, you were waddling everywhere, but that's all right. But guys, it's been a fun episode. Like I said at the beginning, if you're with us to this point, thanks for sticking around and listening to the ramble show. There's been some stuff that's come out so far this year. I haven't been a huge fan of it. Brad's had some issues with some stuff and liked some stuff, and then same with Cam. We still got a little less than half a year to go, and a ton of new products from ICAST will be coming out in the next 4 or 5 months. So December-ish. December, early January, we'll be doing a year in review type of episode where we'll actually get a lot more hands-on experience, a lot of the new stuff. So definitely keep an eye out for that. And then we got some good shows planned for you the next coming couple weeks. Cam, as always, thank you for being on the show and gracing us with your presence. Let the people know at home where they can find you on social media.
I've got Instagram, I've got Facebook, just look at my name, Cam Daniel. I post on there too. Instagram, it's at Cam Daniels Outdoor, or Cam Daniel Outdoors. And in closing remarks, I will say, ever since this year, I've done a lot of stuff that I wouldn't think about trying, and so far this year's become the best year I've had for fishing so far, and I'm excited to see what the end of the year has in store for myself as well as everyone else.
Yeah, this is your first year consistently catching smallmouth, right?
Yeah, and ever since I've started going out on the river a lot more, I've been catching fish a lot more, and my love for the river has grown quite a bit.
Well, like Brad always says, you got to put in the time. You put in the time, you'll get rewarded eventually. So
yeah,
you've caught some good fish.
I know there's some biggins out there. I just haven't got to them yet, but I know eventually I'll get them.
Caught a 17. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good fish.
Anytime I catch a 16 or bigger, I'm happy.
I was about to say, yeah, don't get tunnel visioned into the 20s.
Oh, I'm not. I'm happy with any smallmouth that I catch, even the little jimmies.
Yeah,
I'm so sick of those things. I'm over that part.
Yeah, I'm done catching small fish.
I've been fishing for years. I'll take a 17 over like 40 jimmies any day. I don't even care.
Yeah, I'm about there. I'm annoyed to the point now that I'm throwing crankbait and every 5 or 6 fish are like 16 or better, and the other 4 fish are like 8-inch demons.
It was like that this weekend, man. all day Dude. Saturday. I just Jimmy after Jimmy. I was like, this is stupid.
But Brad, anything else?
No.
Oh, that was weird, but okay. Well, everyone, like it is myself, thank you for coming. We appreciate it. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends and family all about the show. Go check out Dark Horse Tackle. And as always, when I get off here, I'll be going to eat some pizza rolls.
Oh, yeah. Thanks for tuning in to another killer episode here on Paddle and Fin. Be sure to drop a 5-star rating, a thumbs up, or smash that subscribe button on any platform you're listening in on. Be sure to check us out on Waypoint TV, waypointtv.com. Make sure you sign up for the Fantasy Kayak Fishing League at paddleandfin.com/fantasy. You could support this show through Patreon, patreon.com/paddleandfin. Don't forget to check out the website, paddleandfin.com. Catch us on YouTube. If you got a question, comment, or want to see a future guest on the show, be sure to email us at paddleandfin@gmail.com. Shout out to our show supporters, Yak Gadget. You can check out all the fine kayak accessories at yakgadget.com. Pelican Professional. For all your cases, coolers, and lighting needs, go to pelican.com. Rocktown Adventures. Your Midwest premier paddle sports destination, go to rocktownadventures.com. Eastport Marina, the beautiful destination on Dale Hollow Lake. If you're looking for lodging, kayaks, kayak accessories, or anything fishing related on the beautiful Dale Hollow Lake, go to eastport.info. And Jigmasters Jigs. When in doubt, get the jig out. Go to jigmasters.com and fill your tackle boxes today.
Don't miss Thursdays with Saltwater Experience, brought to you by Golden Boat Lifts, every Thursday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment. Don't miss Mondays with Into the Blue, brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors, every Monday night from 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV, the destination for outdoor entertainment.